The holiday season is winding down now, and it's time to take stock of what many retailers hope would be a healthy, wealthy holiday season. But sales during the 2 months before Christmas were not all that stunning, so although retailers hired more seasonal workers, NPR's Ailsa Chang reports, some of them worked far fewer hours than they expected.
It's kind of a bummer when you work in retail because you love retail, but you can't purchase most of the retail you see, even when it's on deep discount after a lackluster holiday season.
It does kind of suck that it's like you work so hard and so long, and you can't really afford to buy anything you want.
Onika O'Keefe is browsing through sweaters at an H&M store in Midtown Manhattan. This is where she hangs out before her shift at Lush Cosmetics, where she got hired for the holiday season. O'Keefe says Lush told her she'd be working 20 to 30 hours per week, but instead she's getting only 10 hours a week at most. And that's bad news for someone who has a few thousand dollars of credit card debt. O'Keefe says she's losing out on hours because Lush just hired too many people this holiday.
There's been times where there's like 10 of us in the store and there's no customers and we're just looking around at each other like, what is there to do?
A spokesperson for Lush says the company urged its stores to ramp up hiring at the beginning of the holiday season and then to scale back on workers' hours depending on foot traffic in stores. Recent data suggest holiday retail business increased this year, but barely. An estimate by MasterCard shows sales grew 0.7%. That's the slowest rate since 2008, when retailers were feeling the worst of the recession. And when profits shrink like that, Diane Swank says seasonal labor costs are the easiest costs to cut. She's an economist at Mesirow Financial.
The problem is, yes, these are disposable workers. I hate to say that because I don't mean that about the people, but the reality is when you got to cut hours, you do cut hours.
And retailers had a lot of problems to tangle with this holiday season. Superstorm Sandy forced stores in some regions to temporarily close. Swank says New York and New Jersey alone account for 13% of all retail sales in the country. Then there's that looming fiscal cliff, which is being blamed for slumping consumer confidence in December. Retailers say to make up for lost business, they now have to resort to huge discounts after Christmas, which will further eat into profits. But Kathy Grannis of the National Retail Federation points out it's nowhere near as bad as it was 4 years ago.
The panicked, unplanned promotions are what we saw in 2008 when inventory had not moved and retailers had no choice but to throw deep discounts on everything in their stores and on their websites. And we're very far from that level of panic right now.
And she says, don't assume this holiday season is a bust yet. The last week of December usually rakes in about 15% of a store's entire holiday business. On top of that, early January is when people start streaming into stores to use their gift cards. But that might be too little, too late for workers like Onika O'Keefe. Because she couldn't get enough hours at Lush, she's now working two jobs. But her hours are totally unpredictable. Sometimes her two shifts will conflict, so she has to drop one of them. Other times, two jobs mean an 11-hour workday with a two-hour subway ride in the middle.
Sometimes I have days off from both jobs, and like on those days off, I usually spend them in bed because I'm so tired.
But no matter, she says, feeling overworked sometimes is a good problem to have for now. Lush has already told O'Keefe her seasonal job won't last into January. Ailsa Chang, NPR News.